Guys, what's happening? Welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast. I'm Karan Thavrani, and I'll be giving you the top sports stories of the day. Just football to talk about today, though. And to be more specific, the Carabao Cup, where it's half-time right now in all the matches. We've got 5 matches today, and here are the scores. Arsenal lead 1-0, courtesy of a Theo Walcott goal. Alexis Sanchez got the assist there. Chelsea lead 3-0 against Nottingham Forest. The goal's coming from Kennedy, who's playing as a wing-back. The second goal came from Michy Batshuayi, courtesy of an Eden Hazard assist. And the third goal was scored by Musonda. I was watching the Chelsea game, so I'll just come back to that after the results. Everton are leading 1-0 against Sunderland. And this goal came just a few minutes back, scored by Dominic Calvert-Lewin. So it was nil all at around the 40-minute mark. And I was just thinking to myself, Everton are really missing a top striker. And then, just after a few seconds, their teenage striker, Calvert-Lewin, scores. But really, I still think Everton would have done with someone like Wilfred Bony or Christian Benteke. Manchester United are also leading 3-0. With 2 goals coming from Rashford and Jesse Lingard scoring the third. In West Brom against Man City, it's 0-1 at halftime. Leroy Sané scored really early for Man City. But I haven't been watching that game, so I don't know how it's been going. Just the scores I've got in front of me. The game that I was watching, though, was the Chelsea game. And it wasn't really too much of work for Chelsea in the first half. There was just one chance that Nottingham Forest created, and that was also only because of a misplaced Fabregas pass. He then fouled Nottingham Forest player. Forest got a free kick right on the edge of the box. The free kick then hit the crossbar, and the rebound was put over. Other than that, it's been a really easy night for Chelsea so far. Zappa Costa also scored, in fact. But he was offside, so that means only one of the 2 wing-backs has scored so far, and that is Kennedy. I'm surprised to see Kennedy play, though, after what had happened to him in China and the way he was sent back as soon as that pre-season tour began in China. A couple of done deals, contract extension in fact, that have taken place today. First, Sebastian Podl has signed a 4-year contract extension with Watford, and this one is also a 4-year contract extension, which Karim Benzema has signed with Real Madrid. And the eye-catching detail here is Karim Benzema's release clause has been set at a massive 1 billion euros. Unbelievable. So that's all we've got for today, guys. I'll be back tomorrow when, hopefully, I'll have some cricketing action to talk on. That is, if we have a go-ahead in the second ODI between India versus Australia. Although, the weather looks really gloomy in Kolkata right now. See you guys. Bye.